You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. Recently, the U.S. Economic Development Administration announced that Utah State University's Remote Online Initiative is receiving a $1.1 million CARE Act Recovery Assistance Grant, as well as some other recognitions. Joining me today is Paul Hill, the director of the Remote Online Initiative, to talk about these recognitions and more. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
First, why don't you tell us how this grant money will help the Rural Online Initiative?
Well, it's going to help us expand our program. We're currently focused on helping people in rural Utah find remote work opportunities, and we're going to be able to expand into 8 new urban counties and work with organizational leaders who are making decisions about how to adopt remote work and create hybrid organizations and help them with their remote work plans and create more remote jobs, so they can hire people not just in their county, but as well as in rural, and really have access to the best talent in the world.
I understand the Rural Online Initiative was also just recognized with a national award. What was the program recognized for?
Well, I think when we publish our impacts, that's really what is evaluated. These associations look at programs and how they are being disseminated and how they've developed and ultimately the impact that they've made. In our case, looking at job placements and helping business leaders adopt remote work in the state of Utah that have also been adopted in other states that have looked to us as a leader in rural economic development. It's nice to get recognized for the difference that your programs make in the country.
And what does the future hold for this program?
Well, the next thing is really working with our business leaders in the process of adopting remote work. The rapid implementation of remote work in response to COVID was not a lot of time that went into implementation. And so there's this adoption as a process, and we're helping business leaders really go through that process, think through, make plans, and then help them grow and expand as we come out of COVID and recover. But as far as the future holds, we definitely want to be involved in helping our ag producers become more profitable, develop value-added business ideas, get vertically integrated, and go direct to the consumer. There's also opportunities just thinking about helping people adopt telemedicine and learn how to do that in our rural communities of the state. I've got a million more ideas, but those are just some things that we'll be moving forward with in the future.
And a lot of us have worked remote at some point over the past year. I guess if our listeners wanted to find more information on how to be more successful in this type of work, where can they go?
Oh, you definitely want to go visit remoteworkcertificate.com. And that's our USU Extension program where we help individuals and business leaders adapt to a remote work environment. So we teach everyone who's learning this not only what are the best practices of remote work, but how to find a remote job if that's what you're looking for, or how to implement remote work within your respective organization.
Paul Hill, the director of the Remote Online Initiative, thanks for talking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And be sure to tune in next week for more Extension Education Highlights. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.